This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Rescuers continue searching for 42 people missing after two landslides hit villages on an island in Indonesia's remote Natuna Regency. Natuna's disaster agency lowered the death toll Tuesday morning from 11 to 10, despite fear that it will rise. The landslides displaced more than 1,200 people who were taken to evacuation centers and other shelters. Ukraine's president is vowing to hold on to Bakhmut as Russian forces encroach in the devastated eastern city. Less than a week ago, an advisor to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the Ukrainian defenders might retreat from Bakhmut and fall back to nearby positions. But Zelensky chaired a meeting in which the country's top military brass spoke in favor of continuing the defense and strengthening the Ukrainian positions. During a news conference, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin says he believes there is tension between private military company Wagner, which is participating in the fighting in and around Ukraine's Bakhmut, and the Russian military proper.
I think the fissures are there. You see that playing itself out in open media from time to time. I think there is, in terms of effectiveness, I would say the Wagner forces have been a bit more effective than the Russian forces.
The sister of North Korea's leader is warning that her country is ready to take quick, overwhelming action against the United States and South Korea. Kim Yo-jong made the warning Tuesday after the U.S. flew a nuclear-capable B-52 bomber to the Korean Peninsula for a drill with South Korean warplanes. The Allies' militaries are also preparing to revive their largest field exercises soon. Kim Yo-jong didn't elaborate on any planned response, but North Korea has often test-launched missiles when the Allies hold military drills. This is VOA News. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau has outright accused several governments, mainly China, as well as Russia and Iran, of interfering in Canada's elections.
I'm announcing that I will be appointing an independent special rapporteur who will have a wide mandate and make expert recommendations on combating interference and strengthening our democracy.
Trudeau is also having a Parliament National Security Committee examine classified information on the matter. The Globe and Mail, citing unidentified intelligence sources, reported last month that China preferred to see Trudeau's Liberals re-elected in the 2021 election and worked to defeat conservative politicians considered unfriendly to Beijing. As he prepares to unveil his budget plan, there are signals that U.S. President Joe Biden sees a proposal as more about about more than the government's finances. Details from AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
Today's rollout will be in part about political messaging. The president will do it outside the White House.
He'll just happen to be doing it in Pennsylvania.
A state spokeswoman, Karine Jean-Pierre, says he is close to the president's heart, without mentioning it's a must-win state in next year's election. The president's hinting of what's to come in Philadelphia, like proposing a tax targeting billionaires, which he says will help create a fair tax system.
No billionaire should be paying a lower tax rate than a firefighter.
Each party's jockeying to show it's the more fiscally responsible. The president's calling for trimming deficits by a combined $2 trillion over 10 years. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy wants the nation on a path to a balanced budget, but has not said how the GOP would do that. Sagar Magani.
Scientists say your eating habits are impacting global warming. Details from AP correspondent Jackie Quinn.
A study published in Nature Climate Change says if people continue consuming food the way they do, it will push the planet past the 2.7 degree warming limit sought in the Paris Climate Accord. The majority of greenhouse gas emissions come from three major sources: meat from animals like cows, sheep, and goats, dairy products, and rice, which all emit large amounts of methane.
That's AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reporting. Garbage collectors, utility workers, and train drivers are among people walking off the job Tuesday across France. They are expressing anger in a bill raising the retirement age to 64, which unions see as a broader threat to the French social model. More than 250 protests are expected in Paris and around the country, and what organizers hope is their biggest show of force yet. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.